Part 11, Student Interview.
At first I had a little bit of difficulty with geometry because the graphs were braille, like this is the graph that Ms. Eisenhut was just showing, and the questions are all on a separate page. So I would have to flip back to question number 5, and I would have to see exactly what they wanted. And question 5 says, you know, angle 1 and angle 14 are alternate exterior angles. Well, then I have to flip back to the graph, find angle 1, which is all the way up here, and then I have to look for angle 14. Now, I'm a little bit familiar with this graph already, so I know angle 14 is down here in the lower right-hand corner, but if I wasn't familiar, that would have taken me forever to find, and I would have forgotten what the question was by that time. So then, of course, I'd have to flip back to the front page, look at the question, and then look at the diagram again. It's pretty tedious to do, especially when you have a good, you know, 20, 25 questions to do on a test. So what we started doing after that, after a while, is we started, Ms. Eisenhut started to braille the questions on the same page as the graph. That way, you know, I could look up at the top of the page and see the question, and I could look down below it and see the graph that corresponded to the question, and therefore, and you know, I could just have, it was just more consistent overall, and less information was lost. And one thing I also found frustrating, that this eliminated was that once I figured out what the correlation was or what they were looking for in the question, and I had all the figures worked out, all the numbers, I'd have to go back and look at the question again, and then I'd have to rework the numbers because I wasn't sure what I was trying to do. But this made it a little bit more simple to do that. And later on, we also started taking out some of the lines in the graphs that had nothing to do with the problem. For example, angle 5 over here and possibly angle 8, you know, they didn't have anything to do with the problem. So in later chapters and tests, we would take those out so that I would have less to try and scan to find the information that was relevant to me, which was also helpful.